People that perform the best in life are the ones who, when they have a set of parameters and they have to live up to it. And then they see when they get there and they live up to a certain set of parameters, guess what? They have success. Any people here?
Yes.
Brother, don't talk about this. Well, this is, you came to church. You know, nobody forced you. Those doors aren't locked, I don't think. Maybe they are. They weren't when I came in. It's a one-way door. Brother, one way. You can only come in, right? Schools teach you this stuff. That's a pass or fail, right? You go and you do your homework and you study and you pass the test and you go, you get an A and you go, hey, I got an A. You go and you don't study and you don't pass the test and you get an F and you go, look, I got a F.
Fantastic.
See, I got a fantastic. Woo, that's better than an A. No. And they're not going to give you a test. They're not going to give Chris a 12th grade test. When he's not in the 12th grade, you understand. Why? Because what are you going to get? You're going to get the F. You're going to fail. So God's going to give you a test that you can pass so that you can be a success. I'm glad about this because I can pass some tests today that I couldn't pass yesterday. And that's what should be the way. I'm going to pass the test. Say, I'm going to pass the test.
I'm going to pass the test.
And you're going to have a bigger test today than you did, right? Last year's school, right, it was on a lower level. Now you're coming up to a level. I'm coming up to this level, and I'm going to pass this test. After a while, you get addicted to passing tests.
Yeah.
I like it now. I never used to in school. I hated tests. My goodness. Probably because I got the F thing. But then I got saved, and I didn't get Fs anymore. That's weird, isn't it? That's the Holy Ghost. He quickened your mind. And I had a love for reading the word and reading other words. And just, I couldn't get enough. Started reading books on all kinds of things. I just had a desire for knowledge that I didn't have in school. I had a desire for stupidity in school, I think. Hallelujah. You were there, you know. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But we can pass this test. Well, so God's going to give you another test. You mean like a trial? No. A test. He wants to see where you're at. But he's going to give you something that you can accomplish so you can have success. You get the taste of success in your mouth, and then it drives you on the goodness of God. Leads men to repentance. It's not the badness. It's the goodness. And he gives you tests that you can pass. And when you pass them, you get what? You get the grade. You get the pat on the back. That's what I want, the pat on the back. I enjoy that more than anything. I enjoy that more than, you know, people not liking me. Because that's part of the test. You understand. What, to make people not like you? No, you wish. That'd be easy. Just make them not like you. But you've got to be willing to go and do things that some people aren't going to like. You hear? And it's okay, as long as God's putting his approval on you. So what if anybody doesn't like it or not? Tough. As long as God says, well done, good and faithful servant, that's what you're looking for. It doesn't matter. Your mom doesn't have to say it. Your dad, your neighbors, doesn't matter. God, when God says, well done, you're well done. Like a steak. glory to God. I'll make these, you know, food references as we get closer to noontime. As I have a little timer up here. Anything, you know, like 11:45, start making food references. Glory be to God. And you know, might not like everything I say. Do you like everything I say? Probably not. Especially when I'm standing on your toes and spitting on you.
Yes,
welcome to the front row. But sometimes it's what you need to hear. I heard a very wise pastor once say, he said, you know, a good pastor cuts you sometimes. He cuts you. Why does he cut you? Because it needs to be cut. It needs to be cut off. Right? Because he sees more in you that he wants to come out. And it's part of his job is to come in there and rip things out and put things in. So you can be all that you're called to be.
Hallelujah.
Like, cut me, brother, cut me. What cuts you? It's the word of the Lord and the quickening of the Spirit. It's not me actually, you know, filleting you up. But the Spirit of God will say things to you and quicken you and go, oh, yeah. Oh, I got to change that. Oop, oop, you know. And most of the time, Carlene, I have no idea. I really don't. And I prefer it that way, you know, because then when people get mad at me and they come up and give me that look, I really don't know. I just can walk in love anyway. If I knew it, then I might be like, well, she deserved it. That'll teach her. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Shoo. Well, belief opens the door. Glory be to God forever. Number two, we got into some pretty interesting stuff last week. Well, I still have some more that we need to get out here. So, glory be to God forever. First Corinthians. So forgive me if I'm on your toes. Take it like it's medicine. Glory be to God forever. It's not going to do you any good if I just sit there and ignore a situation, you know, the Spirit of God's prompting me to speak about. What good is that going to do? It's not going to benefit you. Is it going to benefit me as a pastor of a church? No. I'm going to just have to deal with that problem over and over and over again because it just keeps coming up. So we're going to cut it out. We're going to deal with it, and we're going to go on. Because we have places to go and things to do. Places to go, things to do. Yes! Do you know what church you're in? Do you know what our goal is? We talked about CJ and running before. Where's Jane going to run to? We're going up, people. It's my mission, and I believe it's God's mission as part of this church, is to have a society of believers who will take the last step. Well, if you take the last step, which is putting death under your foot, it means all the other things have to be put under our foot first. So we got a lot of stuff to do. We got a lot of stepping, a lot of high stepping. Hallelujah. That's what we're doing. And we're going to do it. Death? Yes, it's the last enemy. The last one. Not the first one. The last one. You believe we can do this? You got to believe we can do it. Well, I don't know. I was waiting for the rapture, brother, to take us out of the tribulation. In the 144,000. And the two horsemen, and the three horsemen, and No. This isn't the way it is. Enoch was caught up with God. Caught up. The church is going to be caught up with God. The last enemy will be put under his foot is death. Oh, hallelujah, I'm excited about it. But you got to have people that are going to go with you. That means all the other enemies, poverty, sickness, all the curse of the law, all of those things are going down. Say down. You got enemies, brother. Did you know you have enemies? You know, people, they should tell them when they're, you know, you get saved. Get saved, make Jesus Lord come into your heart. Then when you die, you can go to heaven. Don't just tell them that. Tell them as soon as you get born again, you're going to have a stack full of enemies. Is that good news? What the good news is you can put them under your feet.
Yes.
You can do this. You can put them under your feet. Every single one. Poverty? Yes. But it's going to be the same through the same atonement, through the blood of Jesus and through the broken body of the Lord, through everything that he paid for you, we're going to put all of his enemies. Why? Because you got his enemies. You got your master's enemy. Hallelujah. That's why I got to watch out what crowd you run with, you know, because, you know, I didn't know you had that many enemies. Now you're friends with them. But we're going to do this thing. Hallelujah. Whew. Glory be to God. Did we get there yet? I didn't even tell you. 1 Corinthians 4. I want you to pray and believe with me today. All right? Did you come here to get something? I did, you know, because I get things here when I can't get anywhere else, and it has to do with you, has to do with your expectancy and your believing in this corporate faith, and we can have answers to the things we need. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray right now, and we believe, and we pull, We pull in the Spirit. We say, we want all the things that you have for us. We've been back too long. We've been going backwards too long. We need to step forward. Father, I'm asking you to show us the step. Reveal to us the place to be, the way to go, the thing to do, even today. Hallelujah. And we will do it, Father. We'll not hold back any longer. We know you're calling us up higher. We hear those words come up. And we are coming up. We're coming up. Hallelujah. Father, we ask today that your anointing will be on this exchange. Let there be a spiritual exchange taking place from you to me and from you to the people. Let it be a divine exchange of you right now. I thank you, Father. Thank you for quickening me. Thank you for quickening the hearer. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I can go home right now and be all happy. Hallelujah. But you can't get ready to go home until I start making the food references. Glory be to God forever. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Let a man so account of us. Of us who? This is Paul writing the letter. He was talking about Apollos and himself. Account of them. What do you do when you account? You're making a record. You're adding it up and saying, well, this is what they are. They're what? Ministers of Christ. Do you know what the word Christ means? The anointed one. So they're ministers of the anointing. Let a man so account of, well, no, you're just a preacher. You just, no, they're administering what? An anointing. This is what they work with. And then it says they need to be faithful to what? To the anointing. They need to be faithful to moving with the anointing. So you can account of me or any other person in the ministry as if they're a minister of something. What are they a minister of? The anointing. Oh, people, if you can get this, it'll take you places. What does the anointing do? It breaks the yoke of bondage. People get broke. The bondages get broken off their life as they're listening to the anointed word being preached. These aren't just people that I took it up as my occupation. No, I have plenty of occupations in mind. But I'm trying to be faithful to the anointing. Because that's what I get my pay off of, you understand. And I get a pay raise with an anointing raise. What do you want? It's your job. Is that what you want? Yeah, you want a raise in the Spirit. You ain't talking about money again. Oh, stop it. But as the anointing goes up, so does the benefits. So do the benefits. I don't know. You can help me with English every once in a while. It's my second language. Tongues is my first language. Because I speak it more than I do my regular language. Hallelujah. Let a man so, right? It's your second language. English. Is English your first language? No. Angel's my first language. Oh. So, can I say this? Let a man so account of me, at least in this situation, as a minister of what? The anointing. So if I'm moving with the anointing, you don't have to look at me, oh, it's just Andrew up there trying to be funny. What are you going to listen to then? You're going to listen to the anointing, because I'm not perfect. Did you know that? Come and live with me for a while, and you'll be like, brother, I didn't know you were this imperfect. But it's different when I'm ministering with the anointing. It's different. Because it's the anointing that I'm administering and ministering in. It's different. And so you can receive from the anointing of this. I've received from the anointing of the Spirit of God from people. I didn't agree with half the things they were saying. But the two things that I think were anointed came and just funked me on the head. I'm like, hello, thank you very much. Hallelujah, because people are imperfect, right? Nobody's looking for perfection in and of yourself, but we're looking for the perfection of the Spirit of God, and He can make you that way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Shakamahandai. Untie my bow tie. Is that what somebody says that? Should have worn one today. Hallelujah. But my wife laid my clothes out for me, and I'm obliged to wear them. Keep peace in the house. Who dressed you? No. And then I have an excuse, you see. Shoo. So let a man so account of us as ministers of Christ, ministers of the anointing, and stewards of the mysteries of God. Hallelujah. Steward. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Hallelujah. Go to 1 Corinthians 4:6. I guess that was the same chapter. Go right down a little bit there. Jesus is Lord. And these things, brethren, I have transferred to myself and to Apollos. Still talking about the same thing. For your sakes, that you might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, and that no one of you be puffed up for one against the other. Verse 7, for who makes thee to differ from another? Who makes you to differ from somebody else? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now, if thou didst not receive it, why do you glory as if you hadst not received it? Meaning, if you could have worked this up yourself, if I could work up an anointing myself, which I can't, I've tried. I went to Anointings R Us, and they were out. So I bought myself a nice, fine red tricycle. It's like, what are you talking about? If you can work it up yourself, which you can't, and that's the point. He's talking about accounting of somebody to be anointed. Well, how did they get anointed? They got anointed by the Spirit of God and by being faithful to Him. And that anointing increases. But why would somebody be puffed up then? Because they have something that somebody else doesn't. I don't have the same anointing that other people have, and you won't have the same anointing that certain other people have. But you can have the same anointing I have, because we're all part of one body here. And I expect that out of you. I expect it. Well, I got a whole bunch of stuff to say. Hallelujah. And then we can go really far with this, do you understand? Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Shoo. Hallelujah. John 3:27 says, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Same book. Good. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 3:5. Who then is Paul and who is Apollos but ministers by whom you believe, even as the Lord gave to every man? Ministers, you got to get this, ministers by whom you what? You believed. Do you know somebody can preach the same word without an anointing and it doesn't have an effect on you? But when they preach under the anointing, what's the effect? Belief. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe His prophets, so shall you prosper. It's the anointing that causes belief to come. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Account of us as ministers of the anointing. Why? Because it's the anointing that causes belief to come when it's mixed with the word. Hallelujah. Have you ever experienced this? You could hear somebody saying the same thing, but something was not there. But then you hear somebody who may be bumbling all over themselves, like me. Bumbling all over themselves trying to get something out, but there's an anointing there, and belief comes. You say, I see it. I never seen it before, but now I see it. I see something. And who was it? Was it that man's oratory ability? No, it was the anointing that caused you to believe. Yes. To believe. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Glory be to God forever. So who then is Paul? Who then is apostle? Who are they? Who are they? What did he say in the next chapter? He said, they are ministers of the anointing. Ministers of what? The anointing. By whom you believe. Hallelujah. By whom you believe. And you can come up to a level of greater belief. Do you know that it's through belief that there's nothing impossible to the man that hears from God? And there's nothing impossible to the one who what? Believes. All things are possible to him that believes. Do you want to believe something? No, I'm tired of believing things. This is how you get stuff in the kingdom of God, is by believing it. And you hear the word, but all of a sudden when that belief hits you, you have it. Because we've all heard things in the word and we're just struggling with believing it, aren't we? I don't know. I see it there, but well, then the anointing comes and something happens. They're ministering the anointing that caused you to believe. Do you understand? It's that anointing. So you have to have it. And some people don't want it. Some people don't want to hear the word. You know, it's the foolishness of preaching. That's right. God called it the foolishness of preaching. I don't want to hear any preaching. Well, it's the preaching that contains the anointing that causes the belief to come. So if you cut that door off, guess where you're at? Same level. Same. Didn't pass that test. Hallelujah. Get off my toes, brother. I don't know. Quit sticking them out there. Hallelujah. Go to Galatians 3 and verse 1. Oh, foolish Galatians. He's writing them a letter. You'd think he'd want them to read it. He's like, you fools. You fools. Jesus was like that. I made a statement. I listened to the tape last week. And sometimes I'll say stuff. I'm like, where'd that come from? Said, do people think that Jesus was a good man? Oh, he's a good man. And I said, well, obviously you haven't listened to what he said. He's just a nice man. No, he isn't. He's like, there's a woe be unto you. You vipers, you scorpions. That's nothing nice about that. And here's Paul taken right after the Lord Jesus. You fools. Fools, 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 fools. Just quoting scripture here. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth and crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the what?
Hearing.
The hearing of faith. We're receiving things when we hear. And if I can get you to hear, if I can get you to grasp this, that it's through the hearing of the word preached that the anointing comes into you and belief rises out of you. And it's not necessarily just by reading the word. Reading the word's good. I'm for that.
No, he's not for reading the word yourself.
No, I'm for it. I'm for believing the word, confessing the word, standing on the word. But there's something, the transaction that takes place when someone gets anointed and preaches the word. They're administering something, an anointing. And it's that anointing that you need. That you can't get it on your own in your closet.
Separate yourselves and go to your closet.
No. Not telling you not to go to the closet and pray. But I'm trying to reveal something here today that's very important if you want to go to the place we're going. Hallelujah. You know, and I don't know if you know this or not, but every time a man of God opens his mouth and says something, he's just giving you the same thing that he has. A man with a strong anointing in any area of life, whether it's healing or finances or deliverance, as soon as they open their mouth, that's what they're doing. They are administering the anointing, and it's for you can take it then. It'll come on you. You listen to it long enough, that thing will come on you. That thing, yeah, that anointing will come on you.
Hallelujah.
That's why if you don't like what we have here, you better run. because it's going to come on you. Hallelujah. Many of the anointings that I bumped into is the same way. And I'm revealing a secret to you right now. You know, maybe preachers would just shut up then if they didn't want somebody else to have their anointing. But that's what they're doing. They're administering to you their anointing when they open their mouth. That's why it's important who you surround yourself with. You want to surround yourself with people who have what you want and are going in the same direction.
Rhonda, I just don't like this message.
Glory be to God. Where was I, wife? Hallelujah. 3:2. Thank you. Yes, that's good. This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? He's saying it again. Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it yet be in vain? Verse 5, he therefore that ministers to you the what? The Spirit. He's a minister of the anointing. He's a minister of the Spirit. And what? Works miracles among you. How's he doing this? Oh, we got to separate it. No, he's a preacher, and then he's a miracle worker. No, it's the same thing. Jesus preached. Many times people were healed just by him preaching. Why? Because they believed. There was an anointing there that came in the words. We all know that, right? That the Word of God has an anointing in and of itself. And then when somebody preaches it, it comes into them and something happens. They believe and they're changed. Nobody needed to lay hands on them. You didn't need a prayer cloth or a prayer rug. A little bottle of anointing oil. We sell these out in the lobby. $5.95 after the show. Ha! I'm kidding. If we had them, they'd be free. Hallelujah. Charge God. Now charge people for the things that you think you got from God. I'm sorry. I got a problem with that. We know, brother. Hallelujah. You know, glory be to God. I'll stop right there. He therefore that ministers to you what? He that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? He's ministering under the anointing. He's ministering to you the Spirit. And how does this happen? It's by the hearing of faith. Yes. There's an exchange, a divine exchange that happens. That you go from sick to healed. You go from poor to provided for. You go from depressed to set free.
Yes, hallelujah.
How?
By his hands, his mighty hands.
No, by the hearing of faith. Yes. What sparks the belief, though? You can't even believe without the anointing coming on you. And we've tried to witness to people, haven't we?
Yes.
Cram the word down their throat. Use the biggest Bible you can. And if they don't listen, bonk them on the head. And then when they wake up, preach it to them again.
Yes.
And then there'll be other times you'll just, an anointing will be there. Yes. And you'll just say, hello, Jesus loves you. And they go, yes, yes. And start crying and melt to the floor. And go, I'm healed. And what's that on the floor? My goiter. What did that? You and your mighty hands. No, the anointing and the word and you moving with it. You were a minister of the anointing at that point. That's all. That's all. That's all. It's not you. This is how we don't get puffed up. It's him. Ha ha. Glory be to God. Welcome. Shoo, by the hearing of faith. Do you see that? Working miracles among you by the hearing of faith. Ah. All right. Go to 1 Corinthians 1:17. Well, I just don't like preachers. Well, then you don't like God, because that's his method. It's the foolishness of preaching that he established this stuff with. You want some other method? You know, you're going to have some other result. What did I say? 1 Corinthians 1:17. Hallelujah. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. No, didn't God sent Paul to work miracles? No, but inadvertently, yes. The miracles followed what? The preaching of the word. But he didn't send him to baptize. He sent him to preach, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us that are saved, it is the power of God. What is the power of God? The preaching of the word. Hallelujah. It's the power of God. Do you want the power of God?
Yes.
How are you going to receive the power of God? By hearing, by the foolishness of preaching. People say, what are you listening to? Preaching. What are you listening to? Preaching. Why? Because I hear the anointing and I want more of the anointing. And I found the key. The key is hearing. Hearing what? Hearing the word ministered by what? The anointing. He's ministering to you what? The Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And the more you want, the more you go there. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Shoo-hee. No, I didn't say suey. I said shoo-wee. God is good. Go to Romans 1:15. Hallelujah. We're getting there. I'm just convinced that, you know, if we want to get God's result, we'll just do it God's way, and it's much easier that way, right? I mean, if somebody sent you a chart or what would they call that, blueprint of how to set up some machinery or whatever, and you want to do it your own way, no, I think it's better this. And yet they have a proven track record that this is the way it should be done. Just follow the directions already. Somebody gave us a grill the other day, and there were no directions in there. Luckily enough, it was simple enough for me to figure out, but it would have been nice to have the directions. You should have seen it at first. I had legs sticking out the top.
Yes, hallelujah.
What, I put the charcoal briquettes down in here, this leg? No. But if you have directions and it's a proven method, step one probably needs to be done before step five gets done. Otherwise, you got to take the whole thing apart again, because now you can't get step five to fit in where... Shake your head like you've done this before. You know, Christmas time, put together kids' toys or whatever. Psalm assembly required. What a bunch of liars, psalm assembly. It's like a bag of powder. Just add parts. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach. What? He's ready to do what? Preach the gospel that are to you at Rome. Did you know this was towards the end of his ministry? And what's he still doing? He's still preaching the gospel. Why? Because he has a proven track record that if I just do this, then the anointing comes on people and they can grab onto it. And whomsoever will. Why did Jesus say that all the time? Whosoever will. It has something to do with them and their hearing. It wasn't up to him. Up to him, it was just to move with the anointing. He had to be faithful, a good steward of the anointing, and be faithful along that lines. And when people hear it, glory be to God. If they reject it, oh well. Right? It's not that the preacher's responsibility anymore. His responsibility is to be a minister of the anointing. Your responsibility is to hear it. Let it affect you. Shake you down on the inside. Become a different person. Jesus is Lord. thank you. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to two people. No, everyone that believes. Everyone that believes, it's the power of God unto salvation. And we all know, we're all good scholars, this word salvation is an all-inclusive word. It means all saved, everything. Save your finances, save your bills, save your family, save your dog. Salvation in your physical body is what? Healing and divine health. Salvation in your bank account is what?
Prosperity.
Salvation in your credit cards. Ripped up and destroyed. Paid off. Salvation in every area of life. It comes through what method? And like I said, you know, if we're going to do it the way God wants it done, this is the way to have increase. We all want increase. If we're just going to do it the right way, and we'll have the increase that God promises. It's by hearing the word. It's so simple. Why don't people get it? They want to do something else. Hear the word, hear the word, hear the word, hear the word. And the word that's preached under the anointing will cause belief to come. The same kind of belief that came out of that person. They'll end up calling you the same person. Oh, you're just like so-and-so. That's just, you're wearing their anointing. Hallelujah. That's why they called them Christians. Little Christs. Why? Because they were wearing his anointing. It all comes from him anyway. We may be subdivided into different categories. Oh, I got some places we could go, people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can go here. I want to run around the room. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. Verse 17. For herein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to what? From faith to faith. It is written, the just shall live by faith. Well, you're not going to be able to live without the preaching of the word, because the faith comes by hearing the word. And not just by hearing the word, by hearing the anointed word. And you don't get the anointed word everywhere, do you? I've heard the unanointed word many times. Genetically altered gospel. It's like, looks like corn. Tastes like plastic. Lasts a long time, though. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. You ready for this? Romans 1:11. For I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end you may be established. Now, how is he going to do this? How is Paul going to impart a spiritual gift that you may be established? By the preaching of the word.
Hallelujah.
I've had many spiritual things imparted unto me by listening to the anointed word. You have many spiritual anointings that are there to establish you by what? Seeing the great mighty sign. Do signs cause faith to come? They don't. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. People see so. You know, Jesus said, even if you saw someone raised from the dead, they wouldn't believe. Hello? He was connecting seeing a miracle. It was disconnecting seeing a miracle and believing anything. They would make up some excuse. If Uncle Larry rose from the dead and came over to the house and sat down for dinner, you'd make up something in your head. Like, huh, that couldn't have been Uncle Larry at that funeral. It looked a lot like it, but it couldn't have been. Because here he sits, right? Your mind will not grasp that. Faith doesn't come to the head anyway. It comes to the heart, and it comes through words. The words I speak unto you are what? They're spirit and they're life. And they cause belief to rise up in you. Sounds like you're promoting preaching of the gospel. Yes, but this is what God is doing. He's promoting preaching of the gospel. It's how everything comes to pass. It's how people get saved. You what? You go and preach to them, and they hear the anointed word, and they believe and get saved. You know, this is not rocket science. I'm going to have to study some rocket science so I can stop saying this. Use some other illustration. It's not mechanical engineering. It's not childbirth. See, because I know nothing about that. I don't understand that. Glory be to God. Like I said, I'll get better later. It is later. Oh, I can start making references now to food. Help me out. Where was I? That's what I'm saying. You know, you can like me or not. Maybe I needed to say that right there, right? You can like me or not. But if I'm anointed and you hear the anointing and you have ears to hear, then that's what you're going to like about me more than my little peculiarities or weirdness or whatever you want to call it. Just because I'm different than you are. I don't wear mini skirts, Travis. Yes, I know, and you don't either. I'm hassling you. Glory be to God forever. Shoo. Where did I say?
15:16.
Romans 15:16. Jesus is Lord. That I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the... You know, Jesus Christ, what is that? Break apart his name. He's the Word anointed. He's the anointed Word. He's Jesus the Word. We all know this. Christ is the anointing. That's who he is, the anointed Word. Have you met Jesus Christ? What are you saying to somebody when you say that? Have you met the anointed Word? And every time you meet him, every time, there's deliverance that comes. And when you believe on the Lord, the anointed Word, hallelujah! That's why everything in the Bible, everything that the Bible says, my God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory, hear it, hear it, hear it, hear it. And when the anointing comes, you are it. He is the anointed Word, and he'll deliver that same word to you.
Yes, he will.
Kabam! Hallelujah! Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. That I should be the minister of Jesus Christ. The minister of what? The anointed Word. To the Gentiles. Who? What? To the godless people. Ministering the gospel of God, that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. So what's the operation here? Remember, how did he work miracles among them? By hearing and faith. Hearing and faith. He ministered to them the Spirit. The Spirit's what sanctified them. It's how you receive the Holy Ghost. It's how you receive everything from the Spirit of God. How you receive everything from God. All right, we'll end this up quick here. Go to Romans 10:17. It's like spiritual steak here this morning. Lightly seared on both sides and red in the middle. Sizzling, I can smell it. On the grill, the new grill. Hallelujah. How many of you know what it says? Glory to God. Read it again. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What can you do with a little bit of faith? Jesus said you could move a mountain with just a grain of it. It's like dynamite. Two of those grains and you smash them together, kaboom. Now look how he prefaced this. Go up to 11. For the scripture says, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
Verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? It's the spoken word. The spoken word going in your ear under the anointing. Remember, we began this, ministers of what? The anointing. Jesus Christ, the anointed word. It's when you hear the word anointed and spoken by a preacher of all things, of all the lowly things, the foolishness of preaching. Something happens. This is how God designed it. He designed it this way. So if we follow the instructions, what are we going to get? We're going to get the grill set up the right way, and we can enjoy the nice juicy steak seared on both sides, pink in the middle. Maybe with a big potato and some sour cream. That'd be good. Yeah. How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring tidings of good things. You combine all these things together and it heightens the value that God puts on the preaching of his word. There is no greater thing. The world doesn't think it's worth anything. They get upset about it and they don't understand how you could support it. You go to church? You actually give money into that? Yeah, because you understand the value of it. Is there any value in this, or am I just making it up? Have you seen more value in it today than you might have seen before? It is all the value. God put all of his value in here. John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness. It's always been by preachers. Preaching the words. And when they're a minister of the anointing, when they're administering the anointing in that word, belief comes. And that anointing is transferred on you. Amen. To do what? Whatever that word was. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. God is good. Yes. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. So can we do this? This is why, you know, I've said this before, but you go to some churches and they're not preaching the things that you need, then it's almost next to impossible for you to have it because it comes through this avenue. We saw that today. And we heard things today. We heard the Spirit of God in many of the things today. And it caused a new belief to come in you. This is the way it's God's method. There's no limit. There is no limit to this, and we can all do this together. I'm excited about it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. Jesus is Lord. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the anointed word. Father, I'm asking you to deliver people today by this same anointed word. Let that anointing stick on them and stay on them. Cause them to be established in that very thing. I thank you for it, Father. You are pleased by this right now. And we give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name.